Yes, cold and snow are still the watchword over the fields and forests of the state. But in the concert hall, Wisconsin classical musicians are coaxing a few things to bloom, especially an appreciation of music in our youngest listeners. Next Sunday afternoon, the Sheboygan Symphony Orchestra is hosting a Valentine concert geared to children ages 3 to 3rd grade. You can even bring your teddy bears and blankets as you listen to musical stories at the Weill Center. Polish composer Wojciech Kilar, best known for his film scores for Bram Stoker's Dracula and The Pianist, created a series of tone paintings that vividly sketch the Tatra Mountains. His 1986 Orava references a geographical region between Poland and Slovakia and the river that flows through that region. It also calls to mind the end of summer and of shepherds dancing together before moving their flocks to lower ground. While the composer was inspired by wind instruments in the mountains, the finished work is for strings. In this case, the strings of the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra under the direction of Andrew Sewell. Andrew Sewell and the strings of the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra with Orava by the Polish composer Wojciech Kilar from an April 8, 2011 concert at the Capitol Theater in Madison's Overture Center, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. If that has caught the ears of your budding concert goer, you may want to check out Teddy Bears and Tales. There's more information at SheboyganSymphony.org. Thoughts turn to blossoming flowers and blossoming romance when soprano Bergen Baker joins the Manitowoc Symphony Orchestra this Saturday evening, filling the Capitol Civic Center with opera arias from Mozart, Rossini, and Beethoven, and Broadway hits from Rodgers and Hammerstein, Cole Porter, and Leonard Bernstein. 2 years after the string work we just heard, the full Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra welcomed soprano Susanna Phillips for two Mozart arias, including the 1787 Bella Mia Fiamma Addio, a lament of a lost love that acknowledges that the light of his life will be happier united with, quote, a more worthy consort, unquote.
Thank you.
Mozart's concert aria, Light of My Life, Farewell, sung by soprano Susanna Phillips with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra under the direction of Andrew Sewell. Part of an April 12, 2013 concert at Madison's Capitol Theater. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. You'll find the complete program for Bergen Baker's Concert of Love Songs at ManitowocSymphony.org. In just a moment, one of the great Russian piano concertos with one of today's most exciting interpreters. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. This Saturday afternoon at Eau Claire State Theater, the Chippewa Valley Symphony will shine the spotlight on pianist Sakuriko Erickson, the winner of their Young Artist Competition. They'll also feature the CV Youth Symphony as they perform excerpts from a number of film scores. Classical music in film can either be music composed specifically to fit the action, think John Williams, or an existing piece of music that enhances the director's vision. Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto has been used in a number of films, such as Brief Encounter, The Seven-Year Itch, and Hereafter. In 2010, a pianist who gave her first concert at age 7 and won her first international competition at age 11 joined the Madison Symphony Orchestra for this deeply emotional work. It was enthusiastically received with the composer at the keyboard at its premiere in 1901, and the Wisconsin audience echoed the cheers for pianist Olga Kern.
Thank you.
Maestro John Demain conducting the Madison Symphony Orchestra and pianist Olga Kern in Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor. An October 2010 performance in Overture Hall, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. You can find the details on the Chippewa Valley Symphony's combination concert of young talent and dramatic film music at cvsymphony.org. And don't forget to mark your calendars for the Final Forte, the live concert competition with the Madison Symphony Orchestra on Wednesday, March 14th. A marvelous opportunity to meet the Wisconsin classical performers who will be delighting us for years to come. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.